So I invite you to close your eyes and let's together focus on enhancing our intuition. And the easiest way to begin is to ask for spirit or the creator or whatever name you're comfortable with for help in enhancing our intuition. Dear spirit, I ask for a greater enhancement of my intuition. Dear spirit, please bring things into my life that demonstrate an increase of my intuition. And with that request, simply allow for the possibilities of things that will come into your life that are going to demonstrate to you your own unique way of receiving intuition. And I ask you to remember that inside of you is a piece of the Creator. And that piece is hooked to the field. You are entangled with the field. And the field is biased in love. And in that energy that is biased in love, it creates a bubble of benevolence that surrounds you. And as you walk on the planet, hold that vision of always being connected to the field, and that the field is biased in love, and therefore you can create benevolence in your everyday life.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'm aware of who's listening, perhaps even why you might be here. Among those who are listening, you are experiencing perhaps what we will call an awakening. This is going to be one of four channels this month where we're going to talk about the attributes of awakening that perhaps are a little odd. That is, you don't expect this kind of a thing when you start to awaken to a larger truth, or perhaps you're opening the spiritual box. You just don't expect these kinds of things. We'll get to that in a moment. The premise is this, which we will then summarize each time we discuss this month. Humanity has been seemingly, metaphorically, in a box of consciousness. And what that means is that if consciousness could be anything as high as you can think, there has been a box that seems to have kept it from going any higher. Now, that is a box of your own co-creation, dear ones, but it's a box nevertheless. Old consciousness has been with you for eons, decades. It doesn't seem to get any better. Just a few years ago, it was the same as it was 20 years ago and 20 years ago and 20 years ago. One of the attributes right now of your culture, this society, this planet, is that that box has been enhanced. And that is what the shift is. Now, there is a rule, and we have given it to you before, that Spirit gives to you, and that is hands off. In other words, you have to take a look. Free choice is that way. Spirit does not show up and give you a miracle so you'll fall on your knees and believe. You got to look for yourself. So imagine in this box of consciousness, let's compare it to a darkened room. And in that darkened room, humanity has always been and lived. You don't really see each other very well because it's a very dim light. Therefore, there's a lot of misunderstanding about who is on the other side of the room. In fact, it is so dim and so dark, you kind of surround your wagons, as they say in your culture, and you live so you can see one another, work with each other, and there's a lot of fear about what is around you because it's dark. That's all a metaphor, but that is what a dark consciousness creates. Therefore, there is mistrust, corruption, war, and it has remained for eons. Suddenly, let's say in this metaphor, a door starts to open. A door that perhaps has always been there, but you never saw it, because there is a tremendous light that has been turned on behind the door, and as the door cracks open, that light starts to escape. It's bright, very bright. So you only see the crack, but it's amazing. Even the crack, you would say, gets almost everyone's attention. What do you do with that? A new door is there. There will be many who will say, this is an evil door. It's what we were told about. It's what we've expected. Therefore, stay away from it at all costs. And then there will be those who say, but light, it's light. Take a look. And the others would say, that's a trick. It's a trick. See, it's in Scripture that there'll be a trick. But there are some who say, I want to see it for myself, and I'm going to decide for myself instead of what history told me it might be. And as you go to that door, metaphorically, you start to see the greatest and grandest light you have ever seen. And you start to realize, this is what you've been waiting for. It is an invitation to look at something brighter in consciousness and better in consciousness than you've ever known. Therefore, there is an unknown quantity there, but it feels so good. It looks so good. And the closer you get to it, the brighter it becomes for you. There are many metaphors we could go on. As you absorb the light, you glow. As you walk around that dark room, you glow. And in that glowing, you expose more light to many others who for the first time get to see each other in a different light. That's the metaphor. We'll call it awakening to a grander truth. And that's what these four channels will be. What is it like right now for you to have this metamorphosis of going from dark to light in consciousness, to awakening to a grander truth than you were ever told existed? That's why there's so much fear. No one ever told you, perhaps, that this kind of God was there. They told you only that there was a judgmental God that you should fear, instead of one that was intrinsically in every cell of your body, waiting for you to hold out your hand and go to the light. Some of the attributes we're going to talk about in this channel, the others we'll talk about in the other channels. And they're unusual. Now let's talk about why they should be here at all. If you are starting to awaken to a larger spiritual truth, you would then say, I'm going to see my guides better. I'm going to experience God in a more fulfilling way. I'm going to see spiritual things come, and I'm going to be aware. And that is an elevated consciousness. I'm going to start going into mastery, and that mastery will then make me different as I see these spiritual things. Dear ones, that is a nice fantasy. Suddenly angels will appear. And that is not the way it works. The way it works is that you, your consciousness, your biology, the very essence of you, will start to change. And why is that? And that is because God is in you, in every piece of DNA, in every cell. And that is where your awakening occurs. You are going to change. And in that change, you then develop a higher consciousness, and you're going to start to see it. You're going to start to use it. Eventually, after this change and you're comfortable with it, indeed, you're the lighthouses of the earth. And you are the ones who will start attracting good things to yourself, living longer. And we've said this before, and others are going to come to you, and you're going to say, how do you do it? What's the answer? And you can then tell them what you know. But right now, you're shifting. This is the shift. Number one, some of you are going to have an odd feeling that you are shifting and changing because you're starting to understand more about the things that used to drive you crazy. People with certain habits, people that perhaps do certain things, or situations around you. Situations that you've always really objected to. Situations that make you, they say, made you nuts. And they say, no, again, it'll make you angry. And you're looking at them for the first time and going, oh, I understand it. I don't like it. But I see why it's happening now. In fact, you even have other ideas of how you can work with yourself to move into peacefulness about things that drove you crazy. Now, that's new. In the past, when you see that and it really makes you angry, you're angry. Sometimes it develops anxiety and fear, and suddenly you're looking at it in a different light. That is starting to happen to many of you. That becomes what we will call a peaceful, understanding countenance of the ununderstandable. Be interesting to see how that's translated. There are things that shouldn't be happening in the way you see things and deal with things that now is happening in your life. How do you explain that? Situations that made you uncomfortable and anxious suddenly are starting to be met with your consciousness, with your mind, in a better light. Now that, of all things, dear ones, should tell you what's going on with you, because those are attributes of mastery. Now, some of you will say, well, that's not exactly the thing that's happening just yet. In fact, I have some opposite things that are happening. Well, we'll cover that in session 4, because those are more attributes. Here's one you didn't expect. You're feeling a disconnection with some friends that you've had before. Now, this has nothing to do with what's going on this planet right now. It has nothing to do with some of the attributes that are on the news or some of the things that would separate you. I'm talking about feeling a disconnection with friends. Now, friends are those that you would be with and enjoy being with and have activities with. And now you're even looking at the activities and you're going, I'm not sure. You might start to analyze it and we'd say, why? Why are you disconnecting from this lifetime friend? And you would say, well, because they complain a lot. And you might say, well, so what? And you would say, I'm starting to hear it in a different light. And their complaints are starting to slap me in the face somehow, and I'm uncomfortable being around them, and that's new. I always just thought it was fine, and now it isn't. You feel an actual disconnection. Oh, but for some of you, this next one, not all of you, is perhaps the oddest of all. Are you ready? You're starting to feel that your family is not really your family. Your blood relatives, sisters, brothers, mom, dad, they're not really that which is your family by the definition of family. And it's not that you are removing yourself from them. You're just saying, what if they're not who I think they are? Now, that seems to be mysterious and odd, and some of you who are experiencing that are feeling guilt about it. not understanding that a master will start to see the family very differently. And part of that is seeing Mother Earth, Gaia, in a different light, as perhaps being the source of the real family. These are some of the odd things that start to happen in awakening. There are more. There are psychological issues. There are physical issues. Really strange ones. And by the time we get to Channel 4, we'll tell you why this is truly happening the way it is. Blessed are those right now who are going to this light and this door metaphorically and are not afraid. For they are going to find themselves magnificence in their own cellular structure, why they're here, and they're going to feel loved beyond measure. I am crying in love with humanity, and so it is.